Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Matthew 6, verses 16 through 18. Jesus goes on and he says, "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Again, Jesus is dealing with the heart attitude, especially of the Jews, because they had a bunch of different fasts that were mandatory and a part of the law. The good news is those of us who are under grace through the church age here and not under law, there aren't any demanded fasts of us in that way, in which you have to fast in a certain way. Colossians chapter 2 very clearly talks about that, how we're not to have anybody judge us on whether or not we keep a new moon festival or a Sabbath day. Those are all a shadow of the things to come. The reality is found in Christ. But I believe the Bible teaches that there's a value in fasting still for us as a personal practice. Listen, when it comes from our heart, not under law or someone demanding that everybody's supposed to fast now. No, in your personal walk with the Lord, as you want to, I think the Bible teaches it's a great practice. The Bible says in Acts chapter 13 that after prayer and fasting, the disciples laid hands and the elders of the church there in Antioch laid hands on Paul and Barnabas and sent them out. And so what I want you to understand is there's a value in fasting, but don't hear it as a legalistic, you have to. No, but there's a good reason for us to do it. A practice of regularly saying no to our flesh is good for us. I'm just going to ask you, is there an area of your desires that has gotten too big of an appetite? Our flesh has appetites, not just for food, but for sex, but lots of different things. The Bible teaches that when sometimes things get a little bit out of whack, it's valuable to say no to your flesh for a season, to teach it to stay under the control and under the leadership of the Spirit. Like, for example, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, it says, "Now concerning the matters about which you wrote, it's good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman, but because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, and likewise to the wife her husband. For the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another," that means sexually, "except perhaps by agreement, for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer, but then come together again so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." In other words, there's a value sometimes in holding off sexually, as long as both the husband and wife agree, for a time of prayer. The Bible teaches that if there's an area of our life that maybe television's taken over, it's okay to put the television in the closet for a while, or at least turn it off and take a season of fasting from watching TV and spend that time, though, in prayer. We need to make sure that we take that time to talk to the Lord and allow him to bring healing and encouragement and strength spiritually in our lives as we're saying no to our appetites of the flesh. In Colossians chapter 2, the scripture says, verses 20 through 23, he says, "If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch," referring to things that all perish as they are used, "according to human precepts and teachings. These have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they're of no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh." So don't miss that. If you just think, "Well, I'm just going to say no to this and that's going to get me..." No. It has to be connected to times of prayer. It has to be connected. You ever hear prayer and fasting kind of go together, don't they? You need to be turning to the Lord for victory in these areas that you're struggling. You need to practice saying no to the flesh. One of the evidence of the Spirit, Bible says, is self-control. Fasting is a good thing, not as a demanded, mandatory thing, because we're under grace, not under law. Yet at the same time, there's value in saying no to our flesh in areas that our appetites have gotten out of control. But when you do it, just do it for a small season and do it with prayer in place. If you're going to skip a meal, spend that time praying. Don't just skip the meal by thinking, by not eating, I'm going to get victory. No, without the spiritual component, you won't have victory. The Lord is the one who gives you victory over the flesh, not your fasting. I look forward to sharing some more with Matthew when we come back on Monday. Tomorrow we'll be in Proverbs. Hope to see you then.